The Coach Les Show continues now on SB Nation Radio.
Welcome back to the Coach Les Show. We are live from the LATX studios. We're downtown Denver, 16th and Champa, chilling. Is that a cool word to say? We're chilling right now. SB Nation Radio, hey, if you have any questions, give us a call on the hotline, 1-800-777-2907. You can text us, 303-961-7799. Right now, though, I got my man, Ryan Schoppe on. SB Nation, he covers the Rockies. Now, Ryan, I'm going to tell you what I said about you, because I did talk about you. I talked about you. I said it's you. And I'm sure we're going to hear how happy you are that the Rockies only have to win two games, and they're in.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance they only have to win one game.
Oh, because Milwaukee, did they lose today?
No, Milwaukee won today, but at this point, the Rockies win one game, the Brewers would have to sweep their series with the Cardinals. And those two teams are so close that I really have trouble seeing one team sweep the other team. I mean, obviously, two games guarantees it, but I think there's a really good chance. The Rockies win one game, they're pretty much guaranteed a playoff with the Brewers, and that's assuming the Brewers sweep out. And so that would be a pretty tough task, I think, for the Brewers at this point. They're not playing great baseball. They're playing baseball very similar to what the Rockies were playing a week ago.
Okay. So, but how do you feel, though? I want to know how you feel.
I'm feeling pretty positive about it. At the same time, there's a little thought in the back of my head, like, is this going to be like payback for 2007?
Yeah.
But for the most part, I feel a lot better if the Brewers had lost today, but they didn't. They won. The Cardinals just tied it up. Overall, things are going good. The Rockies' offense showed back up, and I think that's the best sign.
You know, a lot of people were saying, not you, but I'm just saying, a lot of people were saying that this wild card thing, this one game, adding an extra team, was no fun. Right now, Cleveland, before I got on air, Cleveland needed, they were one game up on Houston, right? So Houston to have home field. You got so many different things going on right now with this wild card race that I love the fact that they added that extra game. The extra team.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that actually really impacted the race this year. One is obviously the extra wild card game, because if there wasn't the extra wild card, there would be no active playoff races being pursued. They would, I mean, when the Twins clinched that, not even the Twins, when the Diamondbacks and the Yankees clinched, that would have been it. So, you know, the Rockies race, even though it's, you know, it's coming onto the wire. The other thing that's interesting is because they got rid of the All-Star game deciding the World Series, the Dodgers still actually have something to play for, because if the Dodgers don't do well, they might lose home field for the World Series, which is obviously a huge long-term goal, but it still actually adds that in. And then you have the Indians and the Astros playing for home field, you know, in the NLCS, and also who gets to host the wild card team. So, yeah, I think there's definitely, you know, adding those couple of changes, even, you know, 5 years ago, this playoff race would have been pretty boring. And now there's, you know, three, four different things still going on the last week.
Yeah, and that's true. Talking to Ryan Schoppe, SB Nation, he covers the Rockies. Hey, when you look at the NL West and the teams that's in the NL West, because, you know, you got some powerhouses in there, you think we're going to get a champion out of the NL West?
That's a tough one. I think if I had to pick a hard champion, and obviously excluding the Rockies because of my bias there, right now, if I had to pick a champion, I think I'd pick the Nationals.
Whoa.
From the National League, because their pitching staff is doing well. The Dodgers obviously had an amazing season, but they are not playing well right now. I mean, the month of September has not been friendly to them. They've got some injuries. Their pitching hasn't looked the greatest. And then you got the whole thing with, I think Clayton Kershaw is one of the best pitchers in a generation, but there's still this really nagging thought in the back of my head that until he proves that he can do it in a playoff game, I'm always going to have the fear that in the seventh inning of the next playoff game, he's going to blow up again.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
That's kind of a scary thing.
You know, I still, who I think right now, in the past 2 months, the hottest team to me has been the Cubs. So I was wondering if you were looking, if you would even think about the Cubs, because that's who seems like the hottest team to me right now. They're getting the best out of those pitchers that looked horrible the beginning of the season.
Yeah, until Jake Arrieta didn't look too good, and now there's maybe some concerns that he may not be healthy. And that kind of throws a whole wrench in it. I mean, playoffs come down to who's got the healthiest starting rotation a lot of times, and who's got, you know, those three guys, not just one, because it's come down to one, and obviously the Dodgers have to. But when it comes down to the three guys, right now the Nationals' top three is just so good. I mean, it'd be tough to bank on that, and that's where I think, in a kind of a funny way, the Rockies got a little lucky. They were obviously going to have to, you know, win a couple of games this weekend. They'll have to beat the Diamondbacks. But if they can get into a 5- or 7-game series, the little secret weapon they're going to have in John Gray and Tyler Anderson is the fact that both of them missed a chunk of the season, and they're fresher than the vast majority of the rest of it. I mean, we're seeing Tyler Anderson pick lights out. And, oh, by the way, he's just now getting to the point he can throw 100 pitches because he missed so much of the season coming from that knee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a lot of these pitchers are going to be struggling to go deep because they're, you know, they've pitched 210 innings already, and the Rockies' top two guns are as fresh as can be. And normally that would funk a team, but because of the depth of the rookies, they managed to make it work. So the Rockies could be kind of a scary team, especially if this offense keeps rolling. Now, obviously, the offense returns what we saw a week ago, then they're not making it out of the wild card.
Yeah. When you look at the AL, I keep hearing, this is what I keep hearing from everybody, everybody that I've talked to, and I'm not even exaggerating. Every single person has told me Cleveland is going to be their team. It's going to be the team to come out of the AL. What would you say to that?
I think Cleveland's earned that just because of what they did last year. I mean, we have to remember, they were so close to winning a World Series last year. They didn't really lose anything. They actually gained stuff. They obviously looked, you know, they had a rough start in some ways this season, but they got nuclear hot. So, you know, when you look at it, you have the Astros, you have the Indians, and, you know, record-wise, very similar. I think overall performance-wise, very similar. But here's where the nod, I think, goes to the Indians, and that's experience. They've been there. You know, they're at that rotation, that team, they've been there. Whereas the Astros is a very young team, and now that could go very well for them. But I think safe money is the Indians. I'm not going to write off the Astros, but I could see why safe money for pretty much everybody is the Indians, because how well they did last year, and they're better than last year.
Yeah, they are. Got a message here, and the message is to ask you a question. Do you think that the Rockies should have continued to play some of those younger players instead of sitting those guys down because they started to fall off a little bit when that happened?
In terms of the rotation, no. I think they benched, and I'm not going to say bench. They moved him out of the rotation at the right time. Kyle Freeland and Jeff Hoffman, their arms are dead. I mean, you watch them pitch out of the bullpen. Their last couple starts were getting rough. And you watch them, I mean, I don't think they're going to be on the playoff roster. I would be shocked because I think they literally reached a place where they just threw as many innings as they could. You know, this is their first time in the majors, and they had some inning restrictions. Both of them, you know, they've had injuries the last couple of years. So I think they went as far as they could. Tim Zatella, you know, he's the one guy that's so great out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
But he threw less than 50 innings last year because of the shoulder. So I think, you know, thankfully, as much as, you know, Tyler Chatwood making that star a couple nights ago was infuriating for both me and my wife. That's kind of sad when my wife is even like, why are they starting him? And it's like, they've kind of reached a point where they really didn't have another option for that last start, you know. Now, thankfully, yeah, because of the off week, Sunday, they'll be able to avoid Chatwood and put Tyler Anderson back out there if they need that game. But at the same time, I think, you know, John Gray, the guys came back at the right time. It's almost a little fortuitous and lucky for the Rockies that right at the time the rookies started running out of gas, I'm not going to call them veterans, the sophomores were ready to come back.
Okay. Hey, I tell you what, Ryan, why don't you tell everybody how they can read what you write?
Yeah, we're on purpleroad.com, and we actually, it's something I haven't written, but one of the writers on the staff, he wrote a really awesome thing. If you haven't checked it out, he's been updating it for the last 3-4 days, and it's the outcome of every possible game and how it affects the Rockies, Brewers, and Cardinals playoff chances. So check that out on purpleroad.com. It's right there on the front page, and then you can find me on Twitter at RJ_Shoppy.
All right, cool. Hey, Ryan, man, as always, thanks for coming on and talking with me, brother.
Yeah, have a great evening.
Hey, you too. Now, how cool would this be? If you like the Rockies with me, I want to see the Cubs go. But how cool would that be to see the Indians playing the Rockies? But I don't see the Rockies getting out. The Rockies got to beat.
That is a beautiful dream.
They'd have to beat Arizona. Then they have to beat the Dodgers.
Right.
I think it's, yeah, it's the Dodgers. It'd have to beat the Dodgers. Yeah. Ooh, wee. Because the Cubs would play the Nationals. Man, I love baseball. And right now, this is my favorite time of year. Because everything's going on. Basketball's about to start. Football, you got the playoffs in baseball. Football's around the corner. This is awesome, dude. This is wonderful. You can't ask for anything more than this. You can't. I know a lot of people don't like baseball. I do. Now, if we're talking about hockey, I'm cool. Because that's about to start, too. I'll watch it when the playoffs come. Or I take my son to a game and let him yell at the people all around us and think that I'm going to have to fight us out of there. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
I'll tell you the story a little later. Yeah, he's something's wrong with my kid. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. The Coach Les Show, live from the LATX studios, SB Nation Radio.